So we've been learning the last few nights, going through Perek Lamed Beis, the lave, the heart, the Tanya. So we'll continue. We'll go back just a drop to where we were just in the middle of the Perek. So we're discussing about, does this mitzvah of Avas Yisrael really apply to everyone? Because after all, there is a Gemara in Pesach, and it seems that there are certain people, if you see them doing certain things, you're supposed to hate them. So Masha Kostu B'Gemara. The Gemara says, if you see your chaver, somebody sinning, mitzvah lisnoso, you have a mitzvah to show contempt for him, and you can even inform on the teachers, the rabbi can get upset with him as well, so that's very limited. And Sefer Charedim, we spoke this out last night, that there's two parts to it, that the person has to be given mussar and he doesn't listen to them, right? Now, v'hainu v'chaveru b'torah u'mitzvos. What we're talking about is somebody who is literally, I'll call it an associate. They're equal to you in the level of Torah and mitzvos. U'kvar kim bo mitzvah hochech tochiach es amisecha. You've already fulfilled the mitzvah of repeatedly rebuking your fellow. Again, another mitzvah in this week's Parshas Kedoshim. So, im she'itcha b'Torah mitzvos, this someone who's quote-unquote like you with their Torah mitzvos, afal pichein lo shah micheto, and nevertheless, despite the fact you're trying to respectfully correct his behavior, the person doesn't stop. He doesn't stop doing the Avera. Like we said above. Right? So this is the criteria that we need to use in order to establish whether the person's doing it b'shogeg of amazed. Could be, you know, you see somebody on Shabbos and they have a slotted spoon and say to them, hey, I'm not sure if you're aware of not, but you're not really allowed to use a slotted spoon taking meatballs out of a sauce. That's a borer. It's an issue of borer, malach on Shabbos. So the person says, I don't know, I don't care. That's one thing. The person says, oh my goodness, I had no idea. I never learned that halacha, that you're not allowed to use a slotted spoon to take out meatballs from gravy on Shabbos. So then there's a totally different conversation. You spoke to the person in a respectful way, and they, okay, now you know, they're doing it on a show gig, are amazed, right? So, but what are you going to do? You're going to go to a Kiruv Shabbaton? You're introducing somebody to the whole concept of Shabbos. And you see this person who's never kept Shabbos in his life, doesn't even know how to spell the word Shabbos using Hebrew letters. You tell him, okay, that's Borer. What is that? Like, what is Borer? What are you talking about? I'm not with you. I'm not on the same level. It has to be somebody who is like Tanya's quoting here from the Gemara. It's Itcha. He's with you. Right? So, you know, you can't necessarily tell if the person is really with you or not until you've given him this type of Musar. Aval. Now, mi she'eino chavero. But if we're talking about someone who's not really your chaver, right? He lacks, you know, he never had an education, a yeshiva education. He's not doing this b'mezid. The guy's not saying, yes, I know what borer is, and nevertheless, I'm going ahead and doing it. The ainu makura of etzlo, he's not really close to you, meaning, you know, he's not going to listen to you. He's a complete stranger you never spoke to beforehand, and you just walk over and say, hey, buddy, what you're doing is borer. Like, it's not going to go. It has to be someone you have a relationship with that's going to want to listen to you. As Rabbi Yudin likes to point out, that people will do much more for the rabbi than they will for the Shulchan Aruch. What does he mean by that? It means some people, if you tell them, oh, by the way, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to do this. It's like, ah, come on, get out of here. If the rabbi puts his arm over the guy's shoulder and says, look, you know, really, you shouldn't be doing this. Okay, rabbi, I'll do it. For you, I'll do it. Meaning, if there's a relationship there, you can be more effective. It doesn't mean Chas v'Shalom, the rabbi is more important than Shulchan Aruch. It just means in how to get that successful reaction, the response you're looking for. So sometimes the rabbi can be more effective than it's about the relationship than it is. But what's the takeaway from this parak? You have to understand, practically speaking, that you have to make the ikr, the focus has to be on the neshama. And that has to be where a person's simcha comes from that. And also we're seeing here there has to be an unconditional love for the fellow Jew. Right? Let me scroll down a little bit. Right? And such a case, that's what Hil Hazakin was talking about. You have to be like the students of Aaron. Ohev shalom, ohev es abrios, mekarvon letorah. You have to be like the Talmid of Aaron. You have to love peace. You have to be rodev shalom. You have to love all creatures. He's going to explain, why is that a strange word, brios? Love all creatures and bring them close to the Torah. Lomar means as follows. She'af harachokim mitoras Hashem avodaso. Even people who are very distant from Hashem's Torah and his avoda, like, you know, the Yetzirah that they're struggling with right now is not, you know, am I going to look at my wristwatch during second Seder in Beis Medrash? That's not the type of Yetzirah that these people are struggling with. They're very far from real avodas Hashem. Lechein, therefore, because they're so far from the Torah, they haven't yet experienced the privilege of Torah, nikroim mishem brios ba'alma. In that, why the Mishnah is calling these people a bria, create a creature. They have no real merit of their own. Other than that, they were created by God. But that's chashuv. This person is a creation of Hashem. So tzorach lemoshchan mechevle avosos ava. You have to pull them with these thick cords of love. Based on pasuk in Hosea, the Chazon Ish brought this well for our generation, that the derech to bring people closer to Hashem, quoting from this pasuk as well, are these chavle avosos shel av, the love. Love is going to accomplish much more than can. The kuli haivu ulai, and with all this that we're saying, with by loving them and respecting them, yuchol perhaps karvon l'torah l'avodas Hashem. Then maybe with all this you can bring them closer to Torah and to avodas Hashem. But what the Tanya is telling us here, that the love we have for another Jew has to be unconditional, as we saw earlier in the parak, that we all have one root and one source in Hashem. But here, we're saying there's even a goal in extending that to people who are not yet observant. Perhaps, kule haivi olai, maybe we could bring them closer. So, is there a goal to loving your fellow? Or is love just, you know, is it unconditional? So really, Rabbi Chaim Miller points out that the both are true. The Jewish identity is multi-layered. The mitzvah to love your fellow Jew like you love yourself is also multi-layered. At the essence, at the core level of the mitzvah, a Jew is connected to Hashem regardless of his or her level of observance. That's just the truth. But the way that reality manifests itself, the way Hashem created, is that the way we can connect to Hashem, the way we do connect to Hashem to this world, is through Torah and mitzvahs. So, I want to read you a section he has from his Sefer. If I make my body and animal soul the main thing in life, everything will be interpreted through the lens of my personal gain and a win-lose mentality. My animal soul sees itself as a hapless fragment in an alien universe, disconnected from its divine source and from other souls, so it constantly seeks to enrich itself with no real concern for another. My divine soul, on the other hand, has the attitude of win-win. It knows that everything which happens to me is shared in some way with others because the universe is an integrated system. It's a mistake to see whatever happens as something purely personal because that's not the actual reality. So what is coming out from now in our learning this chapter of Tanya, it's challenged us to reframe our perspective on ourselves, on our neshamas, and certainly on the neshamas of our fellow Jews. And we focus on the soul connection that we have, that's the easy way to come to performing the mitzvah d'oraisa in this week's parsha of V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. Now, practically speaking, we need to incorporate, you know, both attitudes. We have to love every Jew's actual essence, right, for the nature of who they are, but that has to lead to their actual, you know, revealed connection through Hashem with the Torah and their mitzvahs. And he says, "V'hein lo," and if not, if you don't succeed in bringing the person closer to the Torah and avodas Hashem, lo hifsid schar mitzvahs avas reim, you haven't lost out on the mitzvah of loving your fellow Jew, because that part is carried out unconditionally. Okay, Meretz Hashem, we'll stop here for tonight, and we'll continue with the probably the last section of the parak tomorrow.